Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
Lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" And the sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well. He was made well, and he took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. This is the reading of the Word of God. Thanks be to God. I'll be speaking to you today from the subject, Made Well by God. Thank you, sir. Made well by God. You know, there are many people in this contemporary time who are sick. And the part that is frightening is that many of these sick individuals are either unaware that they are sick, or they realize that they are sick, but they will do nothing about it. Or they fear. And they have fear, and this fear prevents them from getting help. This fear keeps them from going to the doctor, from fear of having or receiving a bad diagnosis. This fear is a fear of disappointment, that if they start the exercise program, if they start to do something different, if they go to the psychologist, if they do something different, they have a fear that they won't succeed, or disappointment. They have a fear also of being made well. Lord, have mercy. You know, some sick people, subconsciously, way deep down inside, they really don't want to be made well. They don't want to be made well by the physician. They don't want to be made well by the advances in medical technology. And Lord have mercy, they don't want to be made well by the trainer. And they really don't want to be made well by God. You know, the sick person may not want to be made well by anyone, especially God, because a person who has been made well by God has to maintain his or her state of wellness, and that is challenging. There has to be a maintenance phase. You know, I know someone who was healed of cancer. And this person started back smoking again. God healed them of cancer, and the doctor healed them of cancer through surgery. And this person decided not to maintain and to go back and continue or to start back smoking again. You know, a person may not truly want to be made well, because not only do they have to maintain, but once you are made well, and once you are made well by God, you now have an obligation to be productive. You have an obligation to be productive in your life, and productive in your mind, and productive in your finances, and productive in your family. When God makes you well, you now have a responsibility to be productive. If God has given you an example, if God has given you and I, which he has, the grace to be free from the bondage of physical and mental and emotional and spiritual illnesses, we have an obligation to maintain and to be productive for God. If he's given us that freedom that comes from the release of the bondage of physical issues, being overweight or having ailments in our body, if he's giving us the freedom, liberation from that, if he's liberated us from mental illnesses or liberated us from emotional illnesses, even spiritual problems, we now have an obligation to him to maintain and live a life that is holy and acceptable unto God and be productive so that we can glorify God. Luke 12 and 48 says, to whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is expected. It's expected and required. If God has made you well, then you are expected or required to testify. You are expected to give him thanks. You're expected to be healthy. You're expected to live a life that is holy and acceptable in him. You're expected to be a faithful husband. You're expected to be a faithful wife. You're expected to go take care of your body. You're expected to pay your bills. You're expected to go to school. You're expected to get a higher education. You're expected to do the right things in your life out of obligation to God, not to man, but to God. And you are expected to give him. You're expected to give him. God, you're expected to give him thanks for his mercy, because he's shown us mercy. He's shown us mercy in our lives. And we are. That is why to this day, it would take a whole lot, Lord have mercy, help me, Father, for me to go back into the life that God has saved me from. Because it's only by his grace and it's only by his mercy. And I owe him my life for service. I owe him my life. I owe him my life. And I'll never, ever go back. And I'm expected to give him thanks for his mercy. You know, Jesus was on his way in our text to Jerusalem. And he was on his way there to a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, or the house of mercy. You know, Matthew Henry's commentary, he writes concerning this pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem, or this house of mercy, he writes, for therein appeared much of the mercy of God. Matthew Henry continues to write to the sick. He writes, for therein appeared much of the mercy of God to the sick and the diseased. He continues, in a world of so much misery as this, I want you to hear this, it is well that there are some Bethesdas. You know, when I read that, I almost ran around the house and screamed that it is well that there are some Bethesdas. You know, you may not know this, but now you're going to know that our church, we own a ministry called Bethesda Gateway Institute. We own it. It's trademarked. We own it. It's ours. And I got it from this text. This is where one of the foundational scriptures of our ministry. We didn't just wake up and say, let's start a church. There were some foundational scriptures that came, and this being one, the Bethesda Gateway Institute is a place or a house of mercy where all of those will come who have all types of infirmities, those who are suffering from divorce, and those who are suffering from mental illnesses, and those who are suffering with weight issues, and those who are suffering with diabetes and hypertension and stroke issues, and those who are suffering in their marriage, and those who are suffering in their finances. The house of Bethesda, or the house of mercy of It Is Well Living Church, will have counselors on staff, we'll have physicians on staff, we'll have teachers on staff, we'll have people who can help, nutritionists on staff. Lord have mercy, we'll have other trainers on staff. And it will be a place where all the sick can go. It is well, Lord have mercy, it is well that we have a Bethesda Gateway Institute. Lord have mercy. And this pool at Bethesda had five porches in which the sick lay. They were just laying there. And these sick people, the lame, the blind, and the paralyzed, the text says, they all were laying around this pool waiting for the moving of the water. They were just sitting around waiting for something to happen, like those that sit in church or those that sit around waiting for something to happen instead of getting up and making something to happen or allowing something to happen or taking the first step and allowing God to move in your life. They were sitting around waiting for something to happen. They were waiting for the moving of the water, for an angel, the Bible says, went down at a certain time into the pool. And this angel, which angels are real, and I won't tell you my angel story. I only tell my angel stories two times per year, Christmas and Easter, I think. Two times per year. I won't tell you my encounter with the angel, so don't hold your breath. We got two more. One more time this year. But an angel went down at a certain time into the pool, and he stirred up the water. And whoever stepped in first, I want you to note that in your Bibles. Whoever stepped in first, that's not Christian, Pastor. No, whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well. Not whoever came to church the most, not whoever sang in the choir, not whoever preached the sermon, not whoever prayed the most, not whoever was most holy, not whosoever mother was a deacon or a deaconess, none of that. But whoever stepped in first. Lord have mercy, stepped in first, opportunity to step in first. Whoever took the opportunity to step in first, whoever took the opportunity to come to church, whoever took the opportunity to pray. I asked Dr. Marissa to pray. She stepped in first. She didn't say, no, not today, my throat hurt. She stepped in first, and she prayed. She took the opportunity. I know we've been taught in church that false humility and that fake piety, that we're not supposed to go for ours. But the Bible says, whoever stepped in first was made well of whatever disease he had. You know, this is what I like to call participating in your healing. You know, God is a healer. By his stripes we're healed. But he allows you, and he allows me, and he allows us to participate in our healing. We can participate in our healing through exercise and proper nutrition. We can participate in our healing by going to the doctor. We can participate in our healing, and I know there's a stigma against it in our society, in the black community, but we can participate in our healing by going to get some mental help, going to a counselor, going to a psychiatrist. Take your uncle out of the closet and tell him to go get some help. Everybody in the black community has somebody in their family who we tucked away in the closet, and we say that they were in Vietnam. No, they wasn't in Vietnam. But we say they've always been that way. No, they were not always that way. But they need some help. There's nothing wrong with participating in the healing.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. It Is Well Living Church is conveniently located 45 minutes from Manhattan, New York, and 45 minutes from Philadelphia and Monroe Township, New Jersey. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at livewellfaith.com or connect with us on Facebook at It Is Well Living Church or send us a tweet on Twitter. Wednesday Bible study starting at 6 p.m., prayer 6:30 p.m., and Bible study 7 p.m. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.